A relic of Alaska history has quietly disappeared. The old Richardson Roadhouse, originally built in 1916, is no longer. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
By the time it was demolished, the Richardson Roadhouse wasn't much to look at. The collection of ramshackle structures about 70 miles south of Fairbanks on the Richardson Highway had already begun to slouch, mainly due to poor construction and vandalism. Workers hired by California-based Tri-Valley Corporation knocked down four structures in mid-August and left two others for its ongoing gold exploration operation known as the Richardson Minerals Project. Most of that work now is being done by Toronto-based U.S. Gold, which in June bought a 60% interest in the Richardson project. That was right after the caretaker at the time, Melanie Burgett, was evicted from the property in what she says was an unhappy ending to her attempts to buy the roadhouse and the adjacent 5 acres. She said the deal didn't go through because she couldn't get financing due to the poor condition of the old structures. Burgett, a physical therapist, says she wanted to buy the property because she'd been living there and taking care of the place since 2003, making repairs and maintaining the structures so that they could be used as a base for mining operations by Tri-Valley. Burgett says she'd come to love the roadhouse and think of it as home. She and her husband, Gary, wanted to buy it and reopen the roadhouse to once again serve travelers on that stretch of the Richardson Highway.
And I thought if we expand it, we could make just a little soup and coffee thing for people coming back and forth.
Tri-Valley corporate officials did not return phone calls from KUAC about the issue and declined to talk about it on tape. A company spokesman in New York confirmed that the failure of the purchase offer led Tri-Valley to demolish the four structures in mid-August because, the spokesman says, they were structurally unsound and unsafe. In response to a question about the possible historical value of the structures, the spokesman wrote in an emailed response that Tri-Valley officials determined that, quote, nothing of historic consequence could be found that outweighed the unsafe and structurally unsound nature of the buildings. Two Alaska historians say they regretted to hear about the demolition because, they said, roadhouses play an historically significant role in the state's history. Dave McMahon, the state historian with the Alaska Office of History and Archaeology, says the Richardson Roadhouse was listed for a state review on whether it qualified for inclusion on the National Register of Historic Places, but he says the agency never got around to doing the review.
It did have an Alaska Heritage Resources Survey number, which is just a tracking number, for properties that are potentially historic and archaeological sites and that kind of thing. But there had never been a determination of eligibility on it for the National Register.
Andrew Goldstein, curator of the Valdez Museum, says the demolition is unfortunate because roadhouses played an important role in Alaska's history. They served as outposts of civilization during territorial days when roads were little more than widened footpaths or game trails. He says that's pretty much what the old Valdez Trail was like before the U.S. Army set out in 1905 to upgrade the trail running from Valdez to Fairbanks into something resembling a road.
The roadhouses were extremely important due to the amount of time that it would take to travel the trail.
Goldstein says as motorized vehicles replaced horse-drawn wagons and sleighs and dog sleds as the main means of transport, roadhouses gradually became less important. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.